Mojo Fuel Up today. Inspiration Mojo. I'm not really focused on inspiring ourselves, although this might help you inspire yourself. I believe if you can inspire people, the world is really yours. And, of course, I always like to step over that edge of the hypey edge just a little bit, but I think it's more just my exuberance than hypey. But, you know, there's 1,001 ways to inspire people. But today we're really going to talk about one of the easiest ones that I found to inspire, because you can be an example. There's lots of ways to inspire people, but we're just going to talk about that one easy one. And I really think that inspire is like just a cool word for sales. Most of what we're doing with inspiring is really leadership, which is really sales. I really look at all of those being really similar. Inspiration, leadership, sales. So if we can learn to inspire people, if we can inspire people, not only in sales, but our family, right? Our kids, our wives, our friends, if we can be inspiration for them, our whole kind of world opens up. And I'm not saying you guys can't do that, but we're just talking about kind of what is the innards of inspiration? That's probably those two words don't go together very well. But let's talk about what is inspiration. And I don't think there's any right or wrong answers, but just if you guys want to chime in what inspiration is to you, I think it might be helpful for me to kind of like bottle it all up. So what is inspiration?
This is Tony. So for me, inspiration is something that comes from within, obviously, something that you're inspired by, per se, maybe your value system.
Okay.
Whereas, you know, something that you value is something that you're inspired, something you're looking to be fulfilled with. And so, you know, if you're looking to be fulfilled, that means that you're not quite filled in that particular area, so you're inspired to fill that particular void in the value. That's kind of what it inspires means, and of course, inspiring people to move towards whatever it is that they want to be fulfilled in.
Awesome. So some type of gap between where you are now and kind of where you're looking to go is the way you...
Yeah, and you're inspired from within, okay, in order to be driven towards it.
Thank you, Tony. Anybody else have it as something they would like to add to that?
I just think it's the motivational factor. That's it. It's just that simple. It's just the motivational factor.
Perfect. Great, Adam.
I look at it as the motivation with the why.
Okay, cool.
Not
yeah,
just,
so what's the why? Helping, yeah, I can see that. Give people the reason why. That definitely has a deeper reason why that helps inspire them. Awesome. Cool. So, again, I don't think there's really right or wrong answers. Here's the way I look at it. That's been really, really useful for me to not only write in my copy or my VSOs or my webinars or just on a teaching or day-to-day basis, but one of the things that helps me understand is inspiration normally happens when you see a bigger future or a brighter future than your present. When you see or feel that your future is going to be brighter or bigger than your present, or you come to that conclusion, or we talk a lot about insight, right, and insight selling and braingasms. So one of the braingasms we can give people is to shift that insight and get them to see their future. Could be the future of their relationship, could be the future of their money, could be the future of their health. And, you know, simply say to give them hope, and I'm not talking about just like false hope, but when we can, inspiration is like when we see a bigger future than our present, we become inspired. At least that's the very nitty-gritty way that I look at it, so I can see how I can maybe inspire other people as well as myself. And I think it's interesting to look at the contrast of that, which is depression, right? So I kind of look at kind of the opposite of inspiration is kind of depression. And that's when our future seems smaller than the present, right? You see this a lot in everybody, but just take older people, for example, where they're always looking at their past and their present, and they just don't see a future as bright or as big as their past or their present. Now, I really changed the word. I think it was really helpful to look at the present rather than the past. But inspiration, bigger future than their present. When you see a bigger future, you feel inspired. When you don't feel like your financial future is going to be as bright, it feels kind of depressed. You know, Jimmy Carter, let's contrast Jimmy Carter with Ronald Reagan. I think everybody here is old enough to remember You know, Jimmy Carter was like malaise, right? It was a period of malaise. And Jimmy Carter would get up there. I remember I was just a kid at the time. He's like, in his nice southern way, he'd probably say, we're pretty much screwed. From now and forever, we're pretty much screwed. There's no way we're getting out of this, right? And the whole country went in this period of malaise. And then Ronald Reagan came in and said, look, you know, we still got hope. We can be strong again, kind of like some of the stuff that Trump's saying. We can still be strong again, right? We still have a future. Look what we can do. And we saw a future that was brighter and bigger than we have now. And we became inspired as a country. I had written down this thing that I thought of in one of my journals, but you know what I've noticed is that fear gets attention. Now we talk a lot about Hell Island, and you get people's attention with fear, but to actually move them into action, at some point we need inspiration. So fear gets attention, inspiration gets the action. And we're going to talk more about how to do that here in a second. I want to talk about the different facets of our life. We covered that a little bit, forgive my jumbleness. But when we feel our financial future is going to be bigger or brighter than our present, we feel inspired monetarily. Or we feel if our work is going to be more exciting or more fulfilling, as Tony was talking about, in the future, then we feel inspired there. Look at our love. Look how many marriages where we don't feel inspired anymore. We don't feel inspired? We feel like our relationship, the love that we have, the romance that we have, is not going to be bigger or brighter in the future. We feel like it's dimmed, right? We're not going to get that back. And therefore, our relationship with our loved one or significant other suffers because we're just not that inspired anymore. Same thing with our health, right? Now, especially when you're older, you look at your past. I remember I could do all these great things, and now I can't do those anymore. But our future health can always be better than our present health. It may not be the past. We don't even need it to be what it was in the past. And that's a really key distinction. So inspiration, that's why I didn't use the word past, is because if we can just get an improvement from our present, that is inspiring to us, even if we can't go back to our past. So, when I'm 80, I may not be able to, run a mile in 8 minutes anymore, but if I can still run a mile at all, it'd probably be pretty good, right? Maybe if I just better my present is, then that's going to be inspiration. If I see an 80-year-old still getting out there and running, that might be inspiring to me because it's just showing me, hey, I don't have to be locked into this present. So that's why I think the past and the present, getting those really, really clear are helpful. Let's talk about kind of the what, and if we're actively trying to inspire people, and we're all leaders here. So, again, I think one of the key facets of leadership is inspiration. So the easiest way to inspire someone is to help them see, feel, or come to the conclusion that their future is brighter and bigger than their present. That's the nuts and bolts of it. And we're going to talk about, again, there's 1,001 ways to do that. We're going to talk about one here specifically. But what we're doing is helping somebody see, feel, or come to the conclusion that their future is brighter and bigger than their present. Now, there's a lot of reasons why to do this. We've covered some of them already. But again, one of the core pieces of is leadership. When we lead effectively, inspire, followers tend to line up with us. It's one of the reasons, and again, there's I'm not saying my way is the only way, but when people read my posts, read my emails, or come into contact with me, I don't want to be like CNBC or Fox News or any news station where I'm just rambling out bad crap all the time. I want them to come and seek me out as a source of inspiration. Let's talk about how to do it. Here's the easiest way. You help people see that they already have a power or a gift or resources right now in the present. And that all they really need is just a tweak, adjustment, or a dial-in. You don't even have to put that part in there, but that's kind of your tweak, adjustment, dial-in a lot of times is what you offer, right? But when you can help people see they already have a power or a gift inside of themselves, somebody was talking about that, something inside of themselves, something good inside that they may not be seeing. It's already there. We're just helping them see it. They can start to see a brighter, bigger future for themselves. Here's the key thing. Here's what will be really, really hard for you to do this if you don't get this step first. And that's first, you need to see that they've got something good inside of them. If you can't see the good in people, it's going to be really, really hard for you to inspire them. I was just talking,
that's
I won't
deep.
Mention names. I was just, yeah, yes, sir. Hopefully it's not too deep. But hey, what the heck? Sometimes we need to go deep, right, in order to understand stuff. I was just talking to a big internet marketer, and at the end of our conversation, he said, you know, let me see if I think of the exact word he used. Hang on 1 second. Oh, that was the word. He said, I can't help it, but it seems like every niche that I get into, I develop a disdain for the people. And that just like shocked me. I'm like, dude, I mean, I don't want to make you feel bad, but I'm the exact opposite, man. I fall in love with people I work with, fall in love with the people on my list. And I think what it really comes down to, I don't want to get too deep here, but if you search for the good in yourself, you're going to find the good in other people. But it's an active thing. If you do have disdain for your people, I don't really know, I can't think actively of anybody here that has just a huge amount of disdain for their people. But if you start feeling a disdain for your people, you just need to change your focus and look for the good again in people. So let's talk about some examples, because I know we're kind of like talking theory. But I want to talk about some examples here really quickly. So we have people aspiring to be business owners, right? People aspiring to want to make money from home, whatever that is. Many of those people have an underlying story that maybe they don't have what it takes. Maybe they don't have the fortitude or the persistence or the smarts or the intelligence. This is the story that they have running in their head. And it's not helped by a lot of people out there that say, hey, you know, if you just do X, Y, and Z, you'd be successful, and you're not being successful because you're not doing X, Y, and Z. And there may be a kernel, a grain of truth in there. But it's not useful to lead people with that. What is useful is to look deep down and say, what are the skills these people already have? I've talked to so many talented people, and you know, when I talk to like biz op people or IM people, I'm like, if you've raised kids successfully, even one, you've got a lot of what it takes to deal with people. These moms that you know have to deal with their kids and can make kids, they have a lot of what it takes to run a business. Yes, there may be some missing pieces, and that's okay. But the key thing is to get them to focus on what they do have and how that can already, what they do have can be applied. And when they see that shift, they see something inside of themselves that means, hey, I can have a bigger future. I can have a brighter future.
How do you do that?
You help people, just like I said. So you say, hey, look, you know, if you've raised kids, if you've gotten them to school on time for the last, you know, 12 years and fed them with a roof over the head, yeah, you have a lot of what it takes to be a business owner. A lot of it is X, Y, and Z. I had recently another example. I had a little Vegas weekend with my boys. Being the business and personal development and kind of nerd that I am, I wanted to theme the little weekend that we had, and I themed it Bold Moves. And we just went out. We did stuff that they would typically wouldn't do, and it kind of stretched them. Stuff that they didn't think that they could do, stuff they were a little bit afraid of, like getting up in a helicopter. Both of them were moderately afraid of heights. But they got up in the helicopter, had a blast of a time, signaled that, hey, they could do this. They had this inside of them, this thing inside of them. We went and shot guns at a rifle range. We shot AK-47s and M4s, and there were none of them. Eric had shot a shotgun a few times, but my other son hadn't shot a gun at all, and they were both almost shaking, nervous going in there. But they did it, and they conquered those. And just I could see their transformation just going, just there at that weekend. They were just riding higher. They felt like they could accomplish stuff, and they're still talking. It's been a couple of weeks. They're still talking about it. Eric is still doing new things now, and it was this big transformation. And I didn't do anything except help them see what they already had inside of them, to see if they did have that courage, if they could step up to their fears. I'm going to use an example from our new Mojo Man here, Tony Teagarden. Yeah, I'd seen him on Facebook, and he'd asked me to do a podcast with him. And hopefully I'm not bragging on myself too much here, but we did a podcast with him. And something I said, I don't remember what it was, something I said in a podcast or inspired him. I think I showed him something that would give him about himself that would give him he saw this future a little bit brighter, a little bit bigger. And after he said, hey, I want that, you know, and we got together and we talked after that podcast, and now he's a Mojo Man now. He's come out and spent the weekend. I want to be clear, too, that I didn't add any mojo to Tony. I didn't give him mojo, and this whole Mojo Mastermind is not about me adding anything to you. It's just helping you uncover the mojo you already have. I don't add anything. I just help you uncover and see what's already there. Those are a few examples, but look at your people and look at what the stories they are that may be uninspiring stories. What stories are they telling where their futures may be dimmer, smaller than their present? And then look at kind of the reality of all the things that they may be doing already that would help them on their journey, and just point that out to them. I get so many people. It's like people used to reach out to me and they'd say, "Hey, yeah, I'm really having a hard time with this online thing," and but they would tell it in this really, really eloquent story, and I just like, dude, you realize like you're a phenomenal writer. It's like, really? Man, it means so much. Of course, I'm not saying to BS people, but find something great about them and show them how that helps them on their path to where they're going. And that provides a huge source of inspiration, helping people see the power they already have inside of themselves, but maybe they're not seeing. And then, of course, all they need to do is really say, hey, you have everything you need. All you need to do is add X, Y, or Z, or add a little tweak, or do a little twist here, or just with this one thing. But you help that inspiration, and you provide that leadership, and it changes your whole message and makes action a lot more likely, whether you're using that action for conversion or you're using that action once they come into your programs to help them achieve that result that you're trying to help them achieve.